This Integrity Selling Advanced Sales Meeting is entitled Building Positive Self-Beliefs. And in it, you'll learn these important points. Number one, that each of us has a well-defined internal set of beliefs about who we are and what we're capable of achieving. Number two, that our success level is an exact manifestation of that belief system. And number three, as we expand our inner beliefs, we automatically expand our success. In this session, you'll learn some ideas that can help you sell more and earn more. Here's the author, Ron Willingham.
In 1960, a book whose publisher had absolutely no expectation that it would enjoy anything but ordinary sales exploded into the minds of millions of hungry buyers. To this date, over 30 million copies of Psycho-Cybernetics have been sold. The book, of course, was written by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, a New York plastic surgeon. In this great book, Dr. Maltz helps us understand a success secret that wise people have discovered and written about for centuries. To tell you about this great discovery, let me read from the first chapter of his book. "The most important psychological discovery of this century," he begins, "is the discovery of the self-image. Whether we realize it or not, each of us carries about with us a mental blueprint or picture of ourselves. It may be vague or ill-defined to our conscious gaze. In fact, it may not be consciously recognizable at all. But it's there, complete down to the last detail." And he goes on, "This self-image is our own conception of the sort of person I am. It's been built up from our own beliefs about ourselves. But most of these beliefs about ourselves have unconsciously been formed from our past experiences, our successes and failures, our humiliations, our triumphs, and the way other people have reacted to us, especially in early childhood." Dr. Maltz goes on to explain, "From all these, we mentally construct a self or a picture of a self. Once an idea or belief about ourselves goes into this picture, it becomes true as far as we personally are concerned. We do not question its validity, but proceed to act upon it, just as if it were true." And then he summarizes his powerful thought by writing, "This self-image becomes a golden key to living a better life because of two important discoveries. First, that all of your actions, feelings, behavior, even your abilities, are always consistent with this self-image. In short," he went on, "you'll act like the sort of person you conceive yourself to be. Not only this, but you literally cannot act otherwise in spite of all of your conscious efforts or willpower." And then his second point was that this self-image, whatever it is, can be changed. In 1960, Dr. Maltz introduced a new term, the self-image. And while this term is commonly used today, it was new back then. And so history will no doubt honor him as the father of self-image psychology. In his great book, he builds a strong case that all of our actions, feelings, behavior, and abilities are always consistent with our self-images. Just think of that. People who see themselves as failures will somehow find a way to fail. Others who see themselves as successful will somehow find a way to succeed. Each of us has a well-fixed internal belief system that influences all of our actions, feelings, behavior, and even our abilities. This powerful unconscious assessment of who we are and what we're capable of achieving is usually accepted by us as truth without questioning it. And then whatever we perceive the truth about ourselves to be is lived out in our lives. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Just think of the implications of this incredible concept. What this means to us, who are salespeople, is that what we think we should be selling and earning is what we will actually sell and earn, be it large or small amounts. I will unconsciously find ways to convert my internal beliefs into reality. The kind of lifestyle that I unconsciously see myself having will be mysteriously attained. The level of clients or people I see myself relating to will be the level that I actually contact. Yes, of all the factors that impact your success and happiness, your own unconscious beliefs reign supreme. Few salespeople really know this. Claude Bristol said it like this in his great book, The Magic of Believing. Belief, he wrote, is the motivating force that enables you to reach your goals. Your thoughts, he went on, those that predominate determine your character, your career, indeed your everyday life. He then powerfully makes his point by saying, thought is the original source of all wealth, all success, all natural gain, all great discoveries and inventions, and of all achievement. The secret of success, he goes on, lies not without, but within the thoughts of people. Well, the secret of success lies not without, but within the thoughts of people? Ralph Waldo Emerson echoed this same thought as he wrote so eloquently that the ancestor of every action is thought. What all this says to us is that before we can have increased prosperity, however we define prosperity, we must first create it in our inner thoughts. May I repeat that? I'll say nothing that's as vital for your success as this. Before we can create prosperity in our outer lives, we must first create it in our inner thoughts or beliefs. Well, if you're stimulated by what I've said, and if you're at the point in your life when you're ready to reach out for more prosperity and self-fulfillment, let's take this dynamic concept a bit further into practical dimensions of your life. Let me begin with a basic assumption, and it's this, that everyone, and you included, wants something they don't now have. It may be tangible things like money or homes, cars or clothes, or it may be more intangible like greater confidence to reduce fear or negative emotions. It may even be to increase your wisdom or spiritual discernment. But whatever you want that you don't now have, you can begin by creating it in your mind first. And then once your emotional beliefs accept it, doors will then begin to open for you. Sound exciting? Yes, it's extremely exciting. Are you skeptical, though? Of course, you have a right to be. It's up to me to prove to you that what I'm saying is accurate. Well, actually, it's up to both of us. Because it's only when you take action and apply my ideas that you'll get results in your own life. I can only testify to the validity of these concepts in my own life and in the lives of thousands of my students who have applied them. In order for you to control your prosperity by controlling your thinking, allow me to explain the meaning of three concepts. And the three concepts are suggestion, self-suggestion, and auto-suggestion. Here's how I define each of these three terms. Suggestion is the process by which words or ideas influence unconscious memory, beliefs, or thoughts. Self-suggestion is the process of building memory or belief by consciously and willfully giving orders to your subconscious through repeated verbal commands, affirmations, or self-motivators. And then auto-suggestion is the process whereby your subconscious mind, after belief has been built through repetitive self-suggestion, sends messages and commands to your conscious mind as well as to parts of your body. These subconscious commands and messages, then, are automatically carried out in your actions and behavior. Now, to help you better understand these concepts, let me share with you how I learned to change my feelings, behavior, and attitudes by using them. I learned that if I concentrate on one self-suggestion, repeating it out loud to myself 50 times in the morning and 50 times in the evening, that after 21 days, I would begin to automatically practice the action, the habit, or exhibit the attitude. To implement this idea, I took several 3x5 index cards and on each one wrote a self-suggestion with a colored felt-tip pen. They were statements or sayings that I'd heard or that I'd read or picked up. They were thoughts or beliefs that I personally felt would speak to my own growth needs. And so at the bottom of the card, I wrote the trait that the self-suggestion would help me strengthen. And so let me share with you some of the traits and self-suggestions that I've written on my cards from time to time. One that I wrote was for call reluctance. And the suggestion was, I enjoy calling on people, and people enjoy my calling on them. For initiative, when I see something that needs to be done, I do it. for personal growth. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. To develop enthusiasm. I'm surrounded by insurmountable opportunities. And to develop greater self-control. Whatever I feed my mind, I become. For integrity. Have the courage to face the truth. And my self-suggestion for prosperity was, I attract prosperity by associating with prosperous people. Facing problems, that every problem strengthens me for greater things ahead. To develop courage, where there's nothing to lose and a lot to gain by trying, by all means try. To help my time management, my suggestion was, I realize that time is one of my most valuable resources, so I use it carefully on result-producing activities. For closing, my closing ratios get higher and higher because the more I ask, the more I sell. For an extra mile philosophy, when I give more than others expect, I eventually get more than I expect. And to develop greater honesty, both with myself and with other people, do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Well, as I worked on these, I'd choose one and repeat it to myself 50 times each morning and 50 times each evening. And then after 21 days of repeating my self-suggestion 100 times each day, the thoughts became indelibly programmed into my mind. And after this programming had been done, whenever I found myself in a situation where I needed it, a thought would automatically pop into my mind, like, have the courage to face the truth, or do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, or I enjoy calling on people, and people enjoy my calling on them, and so on. I found that my subconscious, once it had been programmed through repetitive self-suggestion, would auto-suggest thoughts as I needed them, and then my thoughts gave birth to actions. And so gradually, I began to build new beliefs or confidence levels within myself. Well, has this story caused these principles to hit you between your eyes like they did me? Are you ready to receive this message? The real question is, are you willing to do something about it? If you are, and I suspect that you are, then in your group session, you can do something about it. In a few moments, you'll be given a chance to write down self-suggestions that speak to your own individual growth needs. Feel free to use any or all of the ones that I've listed. As you can see, I borrowed some of them from other people. And when you do this, pick out a period in the morning and evening where you can repeat them out loud to yourself 50 times. When you repeat them, do so with a lot of emotion and feeling. Emphasize different key words each time. Vary your voice tone, your volume and speed. For general programming, you may spend a week on each self-suggestion, or if you really want to program it deeply within your mind, spend 21 to 32 days on the same one. Make a commitment to do this, even if you feel no visible results for a while. Just be content to know that something's happening on the inside of you. You're gradually strengthening your own self-beliefs. Soon, you'll begin to develop new habits or responses. You'll begin to think differently. Your feelings, your attitudes, and behavior will begin to change and grow stronger. This persistent, repetitive practice can be the key that unlocks the door to your own personal treasure chest of prosperity and self-fulfillment. This process provides you a powerful tool to help you become what you want to be by helping you build positive self-beliefs. So, remember as Emerson wrote, the thought is the ancestor of the action. You see, the powerful truth is that you'll always grow into the direction of your dominant thoughts and desires. Whatever you focus your mind on, you'll become. Your realities of life must first begin as thoughts that through careful nurturing become cemented into beliefs. What this means is that you can select the beliefs and habits that will lead you to greater sales success. Yes, through repetitive programming, you can then build them into powerful unconscious beliefs. And then once this is accomplished, these powerful beliefs or thoughts will lead you toward your goals. So, right now, decide who you want to become. Decide what qualities you want to describe the future you. Decide how you want to respond in critical selling situations. Decide what quality and quantity of success, happiness, and prosperity you want to experience. You see, your future is up to you. You have the power to change your thoughts. And your thoughts have the power to change your life.